Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Last week, you left us with an Empire State Building theme challenge.
Yes, in fact, I said start with the phrase Empire State. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, for a measurement standard used at the Empire State Building. What is it? Well, if you change the P to an N, you can spell Eastern Time.
That's great.
Thank you. All right, Ian, May 8th, 1945 is VE Day. VE stands for Victory in Europe, and the day commemorates the Allied forces' acceptance of the surrender of Nazi Germany's armed forces, which ended World War II in Europe. VE Day was also President Harry Truman's 61st birthday, and he dedicated the victory to his predecessor Franklin Roosevelt, who died the previous month. This week, we've got a VE Day of our own, because each correct answer will start with the letters VE. Connecting the boroughs of Staten Island and Manhattan, what New York City bridge is named for the Italian explorer who was the first European to enter New York Harbor and was the longest suspension bridge in the world when it was completed in 1964?
Verrazzano?
Yeah, the judges will take your slightly off pronunciation. It's Verrazzano Narrows
Mamma
Bridge.
Mia.
But it's funny that you slightly mispronounced it because the bridge name is actually misspelled. The explorer Giovanni da Verrazzano spells his name with two Z's, and the bridge name is only spelled with one.
This is New York.
Right?
It's expensive. Z's are expensive.
That's right. We got space limitations there. We can't get your whole name on there. First marketed as, quote, delicious on sandwiches and toast and improving the flavors of soups, stews, and gravies, what food product was developed by Dr. Cyril P. Callister, a chemist hired by the Fred Walker Company to create a spread made from brewer's yeast?
Is that Vegemite?
It is Vegemite, yes.
That's not delicious.
I cannot speak from experience on that.
Ugh.
What department became cabinet level in 1989 after being originally formed in 1930 by consolidating three agencies responsible for administering war-related benefits, including, since 1944, the Servicemen's Readjustment Act, also known as the GI Bill?
That's the VA, Veterans.
That's right, the Veterans Affairs Department. And they have grown from administering 54 hospitals back in 1930 to over 1,100 hospitals, clinics, and other facilities today. The buck stops somewhere near here is the tagline for the first season of what HBO series that premiered in April of 2012 and stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selina Meyer, a former Maryland senator and presidential candidate, and Tony Hale as Gary, her incredibly loyal personal aide.
Veep.
That is Veep. And one of the things that they are very conscious about is that the president doesn't appear on screen and you don't know the political party of the characters either. And finally, on a standard Monopoly board, there are two properties whose names fit today's category. One is in the light blue group, and one is in the yellow group. What two properties are they?
Ventnor?
Yes, Ventnor is the yellow one.
And Vermont.
And Vermont Avenue is the other one. Very good. Were you vexed by today's verbal venture? Let us know. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with a six-letter word for a person who might make an article of clothing. Remove the consecutive letters V-E from that word, and what's left will spell what you might do with that article of clothing. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
See you next week.